So the purpose of meditation, there's many different purposes, but one is it helps to relax our mind, it helps us to develop concentration, and then it also, there's many kinds of meditation, it can also help us develop further understanding in, you know, in the nature of reality. It can help us develop love and compassion. Basically, what we're trying to do when we meditate is get to know ourselves. You know, to become our own friend. We live with ourselves all the time, don't we? But sometimes we're the person we understand the least. Yeah? Do you understand yourself? I don't understand myself. So, you know, when we're practicing Dharma, when we're meditating, it's a very helpful tool to help us understand ourselves and become our own friends. Because a lot of people I find in the world, you know, they're very afraid of being alone. And so this fear of being alone drives them to sometimes get involved in relationships that aren't so good or do all sorts of different things. When we learn how to meditate and we become our own friend, then we're very happy being alone. And we can be alone without being lonely. Because being alone and being lonely are two different things, aren't they? Yeah? You can be very lonely even when you're with a lot of people. Can't you? Yeah? And you can be alone and not be lonely at all. So when we learn to meditate and become our own friend, then we learn how to be alone without being lonely. And also because the meditations help us develop our good qualities, it helps us make friends better and communicate better with other people so that when we're not meditating, then we're also more relaxed and form better relationships with others. It's very good if you can, when you first get up in the morning, to do a little bit of meditation, even if it's 5-10 minutes, can be very helpful to calm you down. If you are very tense in the evening and it prevents you from going to sleep because your mind's spinning with a lot of thoughts, then do a few minutes of meditation. You know, again, it relaxes the mind. You can later fall asleep better. If you're distressed about something or if you're nervous, it's very good to just focus on your breath, you know. Like if you have to study or you have to prepare a meditation to generate many good qualities. And the way we get to know ourselves when we're meditating is, you know, like with the breathing meditation, you might be trying to focus on the breath, but then you start thinking about all sorts of different things. Well, if you try and look for patterns in your distractions, that can be very, very helpful. What kind of things do you usually get distracted by? What kind of things do you are your daydreams about? Okay? Because you can begin to see the kinds of things where your mind has some issues, where your mind is twirling around, and that can be very helpful. For example, you might see that your mind, you know, when you're meditating, you start daydreaming about food a lot, you know. You say, oh, when's the break time? What am I going to eat, you know? Or you start thinking about your boyfriend or girlfriend when you're meditating, or, you know. So then you know, okay, I have some issues with craving for things, with being attached to things, with craving, wanting things, okay? Or maybe you notice that what you get distracted by is sometimes you're getting angry or full of resentment. So then you know, oh, okay, you know, there's some anger and resentment inside me. I need to look at that and see if I can let go of that because I don't want to go around my whole life being angry about stuff. Or you might see that you're worried. Yeah, so then again, it's like, oh, okay, I'm worried. Now I need to kind of calm my mind down because I don't want this worry, you know, to permeate my whole day. Yeah, so it's very helpful in that way for seeing what our usual mental patterns are and our usual emotional patterns. And then we can learn some of the techniques that the Buddha taught for how to deal with those. Yeah. Some people notice when they're breathing that very often what they're doing is putting themselves down. Yeah. Do you ever put yourselves down? And if I'm so terrible, what I do isn't very good. I should be like so and so. They do everything right. They're so much better than me. Do you ever get stuck in that kind of thinking? Yeah? Kind of a lack of self-confidence and maybe a little bit of envy towards other people. So, you know, it's a very normal state. It's funny, when we have that, we kind of sometimes feel that we're the only ones who feel bad about ourselves. But if you start to talk to other people, we usually begin to realize very quickly that they usually have the same problems, you know, of putting themselves down. And what's very interesting is sometimes when you, we might see some people and think, oh, they're so lucky, they're so confident, they do so many things well, it must really be nice to be them. But you get to know those people, and after a while you see that also they don't like themselves very much. I remember when I was in secondary school, I don't know if it's like this in Singapore, but there's kind of one group of kids that seem to be like more popular than everybody else, you know? And sometimes even you're working, there's like one clique of people that are, you know, they kind of seem to have everything going for them and everybody else feels left out. And I remember, you know, because I was always on the side of the people who felt left out, you know, because I looked at those people, oh, they were so much more attractive than I was, they were so much this, they were so much that, I'm the one who's left out. And so I felt that way a lot in secondary school. And then when I went away to college, to university, one of the women, and I stayed in the dormitory, and one of the women down the hall was really beautiful and very smart, and just like, you know, one of those popular people, you know, I was sure she was a popular person. And she and I became friends. And in the process of becoming friends, she was telling me how she didn't feel very pretty, and she didn't think she was very smart. And it was really amazing for me that sometimes the people that we think, you know, have such good lives and are very together, they also feel left out. Yeah, it's very surprising, you know. Because we look at some people, oh, they must really, wow, you know. But then you get to know them and they have the same kind of lack of self-confidence that we do. And I've come to see that most people feel left out in one way or another. Even the people that I think are in, from their side, they feel left out. So it's so strange the way we human beings are. Yeah. So seeing all that has made me really understand that all those thoughts in my own mind that compare myself with other people and think that they're better than me, that whole process of comparing myself to others is really rather false and quite out of touch with reality. You know, because all the comparisons I make, that's not the way it is. Yeah? And so many of the thoughts that I have about myself, about how I'm not good enough, I later find out that other people envy me because they think that I'm better than them. Okay? So you may be surprised sometime to find out that some people are envious of you, but you feel left out or you feel unqualified. So for me, what that shows is that all this mental process that we have of comparing ourselves to others is really rather stupid. Yeah, it doesn't make much sense to do it because there's not some kind of objective reality out there. You know, I compare myself to other people and come out in one way, they compare themselves to me and come out in another way, and none of it is objectively real. And so what's the use of comparing myself to other people? Yeah, because we all have our own unique talents, we all have our own unique abilities, and we can do things that other people can't, and other people can do things that we can't. And so, you know, there's no need to feel that we need to be the best one in the world. Yeah, the thing is that whatever our talents and abilities are, that we use them, and we use them to benefit all beings, okay? So we don't just use our talents and abilities for our own ego and our own selfish purposes, but we really try and use them for the benefit of all beings. When I first became a nun, I was 26, yeah, so a long time ago, and when we ordain as monks and nuns, whenever we sit during our prayer sessions or meditation sessions, we sit in order of when we're ordained. So, you know, the people who are senior to me like would be sitting on one side, and the people who are junior would be sitting on the other side. So I remember at the beginning, kind of, I'd look up the line at the seniors and I'd look down the line at the juniors, and I couldn't compare to any of them because they were all so much more qualified than me, you know? So sometimes I'd look that way and just feel like, oh, I can't do anything. Yeah. Other times I would look at them and I could pick faults with every single person. Yeah. This one talks too loud, that one walks too fast, this one's too fat, that one's too thin, this one, you know, doesn't smile enough, that one smiles too much. So it's really funny to see how inconsistent my own mind was, how sometimes I look at other people and, oh, they're all better than me. And other times I look at the same people and I find faults with every single one of them. You know, implying that I'm better than all of them because I don't have any of those faults. And what I see now through the process of practicing the Buddha's teachings over a number of years is now when I look up the row and I look down the row, I can see the good qualities of the other monks and nuns, and I can rejoice. And some of the people do some things much better than I do, and I'm glad about it. Instead of being envious, I'm really glad. Like, some of them can translate from Tibetan into English. My Tibetan is horrible. Yeah? I find it really difficult to understand Tibetan. And, you know, so some people who have been studying Tibetan fewer number of years than me, they know it much better. But now, instead of being envious, I look and I say, that's really good. I'm glad they know the language better than me, because they can translate things, and then I have translations to use, you know, in the work that I do. And some of the people, you know, I have one friend who's in Mongolia teaching Buddhism now, you know, and doing really fantastic work. And another nun I know is doing a lot of prison work and helping so many people. And somebody else meditated in a cave for 12 years, one nun I know. And so now being able to look and see, wow, everybody has their own strength. Everybody has their own thing that they're good at. And instead of putting myself down because I can't do things as well as them, I rejoice that they're able to do the things that they're able to do. And meanwhile, the things that I do, you know? And as a result, my mind's a lot happier now, you know, because there aren't all these comparisons and not so much criticism. And in the process of, you know, changing my own attitude, I began to see that I'm very glad that there's people who do things better than I do, because if I were the best in the world, then we'd have a really hard time. Yeah? Because I don't know anything about electricity except how to turn the switch, you know? I can't do wiring, electricity is totally beyond me. I don't know anything about plumbing except how to turn the tap so the water runs. So I'm really glad that there's some people who are plumbers, some people who are electricians. I don't know anything about designing buildings, yeah, or constructing them. Now, if people depended on me to have houses, because I was the best that society had, we would be all living in tents. Because I don't know about how to construct houses. Yeah. So, you know, now I feel okay about not being knowledgeable in so many areas, you know, because there's some things where I contribute and I'm glad about them, but we really need everybody's contribution in society. Yeah. So we shouldn't feel like we have to be the best or the most recognized. It's like I said, it's very good that there's other people who are better than us. If I were the best, boy, everybody would be so skinny. Because I don't know how to grow food. And I'm not a very good cook. Do you know how to grow food? Could you grow your own food? Do you know how to make your own clothes? Or how to make cloth? Could you make cotton? You know, make a piece of cloth, cotton cloth? Yeah? So when we look, you know, we receive so much benefit from other people. So it's something to make our mind happy. Yeah, wow, look, all these other people, they have talents and abilities. And through their kindness and through their efforts, I come to have the things that I use in my life. Yeah, so I'm very glad they have those talents and abilities. And when we think like that, we really see the kindness of others in a very special way, a very important way.